2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, yo. Oh. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always, always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here on my floor thinking that I'm not feeling too bad today. Ugh. Mm-hmm. I am drinking tea. And when I woke up this morning, I did not have any weird coughing fits or anything. I'm still a little bit sick, but I am most assuredly on the road to recovery. And I am rather pleased about that. But I did have a weird night. You know, last night I was up until, 3. And I was feeling great, and I thought, wow, I don't think I'm sick anymore. I'm happy. And so then about 3:15, I decided to lie down and try to go to sleep. And that didn't work out. No, it did not. I tried to gradually sort of ease myself into a reclining position. You know, mostly I was perpendicular to the earth. Then I started leaning back over time. And by the time I laid down flat, I thought I was okay. But I sort of fell asleep. But then about 20 minutes later, I woke back up coughing and hacking. And my sinuses were all weird. And so I tried to sleep at a 45 degree angle. That really didn't work. But eventually I got tired enough around dawn that I fell asleep, and I woke up at 10:30, about 2 hours ago. So I'm going to try to take a nap once this show is over. Try to get some rest, because I'm tired. But I'm kind of okay right now. I'm feeling pretty good. Last night I was feeling well enough to go to Herrenhaven. Oh, when did I go there? I went about 8 o'clock at night. 8 p.m. And when I was driving there, I saw 3 turkeys standing in some people's driveway. Then I pulled into the parking lot and I saw some bunny rabbits. And I walked through and I saw a marmot. Actually, I might have seen 2 marmots, but it might have been the same marmot twice. I'm not too sure. I don't know what to think. The marmot was in a much different place, about 100 meters away from where he was. And I don't know, it could have been the same one, it might not have been. I saw a lot of ducks and baby ducks. I saw 3, count them, 3 blue herons. That was pretty great. But I did not see any scratties. And then as I was leaving, I thought, you know, I better look for some praying mantises. And I looked and I looked and I looked in all my favorite places and I could not find any. And I was shocked because usually by about this time of year, it's when we start finding them. But, you know, we did have such a weird spring and it was dry. We're starting to get some normal rain these days, but I could not find a single mantis. And that disappointed me. I wanted to find my mantis buddies. I could not find them. So, I don't know. Maybe here in a few more weeks or so, we will find some of our mantis friends. Ugh. I still feel a little bit underpowered, shall we say, but that might just be because I'm tired. as he yawns. Ugh. Yeah, so I'm halfway back to the land of the living as I sit here and flip through as I flip through the TV schedule. Ooh, what's on the Cow Channel? Something live. Superior's Video Royale. I have no idea what that means. Let's see what it is. Oh, yay. It's a cow sale. Cows are for sale. All right, I'm watching the Cow Channel. And it looks like it's the Cow Shopping Network. If you've ever seen any kind of home shopping network, you can imagine what this looks like. There's a little screen of video of cows walking around. Look at all these cows. Oh, those are young cows. These are feeder cows. No, let's see. These are steer calves. This is apparently some kind of auction. There's a sidebar with lots of information. Then there's a scrolling thing underneath. Looks just like any old shopping network, except it's for cows. Lot 6020A, Tombstone Cattle Company from Tombstone, Arizona. $174. I don't know what that price is for. It can't be for a single cow. That must be per pound. 104 steer calves, $465. For delivery, November 20th through December 10th. Rep Amanda Mayfield, origin home raised. So yeah, here's another lot, $161. Heifer calves. This is lot 6020B, or is it G020? I don't know. From Tombstone, Arizona. We got cows on the Cow Channel. Oh, and now here's an auctioneer. He's got a black cowboy hat and a black suit on. No tie. It's almost like a tuxedo. Cowboy tuxedo. I thought my sinuses were a little bit more drained than they are, but oh well. Oh well. So yeah, there's lots of cows being sold on the Cow Channel today. And, how long is this going on? Wow. This cow sale, or auction, or whatever it is. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We got a full day of cows. And this is just day one of Video Royale from Fort Worth, Texas, selling regions 3, 4, 5, and 6 Holsteins feeders, weaned calves, calves on cows, and bred stock. Okay, cool. Oh yeah, I wish I had a ranch. I would buy some cows. And I don't know what I would do that with them. I would, I don't know, watch them do cow stuff, I guess. Okay, so as I flip through the TV schedule, I'm looking for any football or anything. Ugh, Stewart Saves His Family is on. Some Indy racing is on from Mid-Ohio. Let's flip over to that. There we go, about halfway through the race. I did watch some exciting racing last night. The F1 race. And it was great because Hamilton and Bottas were leading the whole time. And but then towards the end, there was all kinds of wacky, exciting stuff, and Bottas got hit twice, and he finished off the podium, so my cat gained like 3 more points on me in our fantasy F1 league as we go into the summer break. I don't know if I'm going to be able to catch Pippa. Pippa always wins our fantasy F1 league because she has Lewis Hamilton. We love Hamilton. He's so fun and hammy. Ham, 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 ham. Ooh, one of the worst movies. Elektra is on. No, not yet. It's on in like 8 minutes. Because we can't have anything except superhero movies. Ugh, Caddyshack's on in a little bit. Never seen that movie. It's not. Yeah, so there's nothing on TV. What a surprise. Earth Girls Are Easy is on in about a half an hour. Oh, brother. All right, so we got nothing. We might as well watch this race for a while. Oh, look, cars are going fast and trying to pass each other. So that's great. I do like road course races, and so I might pay a little bit of attention to this. But not a whole hell of a lot. God, I'm tired. I'm going to get some rest today. Hopefully today is the day that my life goes back to normal. I don't want to have this cold or this virus or whatever it is I have. I don't want to have it anymore. I've got some other stuff that ended today, and I'm super happy about that. So today is my rest and relaxation day. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. Oh, well, I take that back. I got to do a couple of small, stupid things that's no big deal. Oh, and maybe I'll do some laundry today. Or maybe I'll... I'm so tired. Maybe I'll wait to do laundry tonight. I don't know. Yeah, so the one thing I am going to do is I'm going to watch some videos on YouTube from this guy. What was that guy's name? I don't remember. But he was building radio-controlled airplanes out of wacky stuff. And he's making radio-controlled airplanes out of Legos and foam core. And I watched a video of him using Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets as wings and spinning them, trying to use the Magnus effect to provide enough lift to make an airplane fly. That was really interesting. So I thought, okay, I can watch this guy. He seems cool. Yeah. Ooh. And it was really interesting. He really makes building airplanes look easy. He just hacks them together, throws them together really fast. I thought, that's interesting. That's an interesting idea, homie. And I'm thinking, geez, I've got a bunch of foam core laying around, and I've got a radio and some servos laying around, but I only have a 2-channel radio. That's not good for airplanes. Although, you know, these aren't the most technical sort of airplanes, so who knows? What I don't have are the right types of battery packs and motors for airplanes. Which I would have to buy expensive batteries, battery chargers, and blah, 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 blah. And blah, 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 blah. So that's probably not going to be anything I do soon, but geez. I had no idea it was that easy to build airplanes out of foam core. I mean, this guy's not consulting any plans or anything. He's just eyeballing it. Just grab the razor blade, start cutting up foam core. Wow. And I really appreciate that kind of attitude. And I really appreciate that kind of skill. So that's how I will be entertaining myself some more today. I can't stop yawning. And that's how tired I am. Last couple of nights, I haven't been sleeping well at all, and I've really been pushing myself. Maybe a little bit too hard, but today is going to be rest day. I'm even going to take a nap. Pippa will like that. Pippa likes to take naps, don't you, baby? Oh, I thought she was sitting under there. No, I don't know where my cat went. Apparently, she went to go sleep somewhere else. She was sleeping right over there. Ah, yeah, so I'm excited. In approximately 2.5 hours from now, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to lay down right here. And I'm probably going to put on like some pachinko videos so I can just have that low-level pachinko parlor noise. Ching, 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 ching. Ding, 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 ding. Super lucky. Ching, ding, ding, ding. I don't know what it is. I love watching pachinko videos. It's just, it's madness. I'm crazy that way. You know what else I saw last night? What was that girl's name? I don't remember. I watched this girl playing a ukulele, and she was blowing my mind. She was so good and doing some really cool stuff, and I was like, wow, that almost makes me want to pick up a ukulele. And she had a neat ukulele. I'm familiar with a lot of ukulele formats, but this was something I wasn't familiar with. She had a ukulele that was 5-string. But it was set up in 4 courses with the lowest string, whatever string that is, as a double race. So there was 2 strings there to provide, you know, plenty of bass volume. And this wasn't a regular small ukulele. It was slightly larger. It might have been a baritone or something. Not sure, but gosh, it was a nice uke. And plus it had a pickup, presumably a piezo pickup in it. It was neat. She was really good, and she was playing with this other woman who played guitar, and it was good stuff, and I saw her playing with, like, a small band, and that was really good. And I was just sitting here going, whoa, what? Because she was doing some cool, cool stuff. Saw a couple of other cool music videos, too. I saw 2 girls playing 1 harp, so it was like 4-handed harp, and that was neat. I've never seen that done. You know, I've seen plenty of 4-handed piano, but that was the first time I saw a 4-handed harp, which was especially interesting to me because one of the girls had to play it backwards, right? Because one of them's playing it in regular position, the other girl's right across from her playing it backwards. I was like, okay, that's impressive. And then they switched. I thought, of course you have to do the switch. That was really neat. I liked that a lot. And I watched some harpeggi videos. Do I want one? I kind of do, but I'm sure they're really expensive. La-di-di-da-di-di-da. I don't know. I really feel like I need to focus on playing the musical instruments that I have. And I need to stop coveting other people's musical instruments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's musical instruments. Oh, but I like musical instruments. I want more. I want to play them all. Some people, they like to play Pokemon. They gotta catch them all. Me, I like to play musical instruments, and I gotta play them all. I need to play all the musical instruments in the world. And this is why I wish I was a bojillionaire. I wish I was rich and had lots and lots of money. Not so that I could necessarily buy all the musical instruments in the world. Because, you know, where would you put them? But so that I could travel around the world finding musical instruments and I could play them in situ. Play them where they stand. That would be fun. This is good tea. Oh. My shoulder's a little My shoulder is better. I'm happy about that. My knee seems to be in good shape. My ankles are good. Everything about me is good. Except I'm a little bit tired. I'm so sleepy. What do I feel like doing today? Nothing. We covered this. I'm gonna take a nap. And I'm gonna eat some food. And I'm gonna drink some tea. And that's gonna be about it. And I'm just gonna sit here and try to heal. I do not like having this cold. I don't even know what it is. Do I have a cold? It doesn't feel like the flu. Well, it sort of did there for a while, but then it never moved. It always just sort of stayed in my head. And it was annoying. It was annoying. And I got to watch, because I was up so late, I did watch an Akira Kurosawa movie last night. I do love Akira Kurosawa. Akira Kurosawa is a Japanese film director who has made so many of the most important Japanese films ever made. If you're familiar with a film called The Seven Samurai, which is, you know, what the Magnificent Seven cowboy movie was based on, this is Akira Kurosawa. He did all the famous samurai movies, like Throne of Blood, and so many others. So I'm not even going to go into it. So many great movies. We were talking about this not too long ago, because Snowdusk has this on tape or DVD. Maybe he has this on beta. Snowdusk, do you have Akira Kurosawa's Dreams on beta? I haven't seen that in forever, and I would like to see it. Oh, I also haven't seen Ron in a long time. I haven't seen Ron in at least 15 years. I've got so much Akira Kurosawa I need to watch. He also did Yojimbo. That's like the one I've seen most recently. That was like last year. I wish they would play that again. Oh, Toshishiro Mifune, you're my hero, my favorite Japanese actor ever, la-di-da-da-da. Akira Kurosawa is the greatest movie director in the history of mankind. Well, yeah, I can say that. I have other favorite directors who are great. Francois Truffaut, he always kills me. But we're not going to sit here and argue about film directors today. We got to better check to see what's on TCM today. I didn't even look. All right, so we got The Leopard Man. Boo. Please Believe Me. I don't know which one that is. Oh, Deborah Kerr. Never mind. Ooh, look what's on. This is approximately going to be on when I'm sleeping. Youth Runs Wild. The teens of a defense plant town hop on the road to juvenile delinquency while their parents are busy with the war. Let me read that again. The teens of a defense plant town hop on the road to juvenile delinquency. Yeah, look how delinquent they are. It's rated PG. Juvenile delinquency. And then at 4 o'clock, the original Cat People, starring Simone Simon. Simon. Oh. And then nothing I nearly... Oh, well, Them is on later. And then Alice Doesn't Live Here. Oh, no, I don't need to watch any of that. Oh. And then the original Ocean's 11 with Frank Sinatra. 2:15 a.m. Well, I'll still be up, but I'm not going to be watching that. I'll probably be watching crazy pachinko videos by that time. Oh, so sleepy. I want to sleep right now. I wonder if the mail has come yet. I doubt it. It's still really early. I got up earlier than I normally do. I'm not excited about it. But I mentioned that already. Good tea. I like tea. It's so yummy. Oh. What am I supposed to do today? Yeah, this is one of those shows that has absolutely no topic or interesting thing to listen to. Oh, another tree company is going to take a look at my trees. Because I've got these two pin oaks in my front yard. And they need trimming desperately. It looks like dead branches could fall out of the trees at any time. And then I've got that tree in the backyard. I got that sugar maple right in the corner of my yard, and it's half rotten. This is where the bees used to live, and there's big giant branches that have fallen off, huge limbs, and it's just, and it's in the worst spot. It's in this tough spot that's really hard to get to, so it's just going to cost $1 million to get that tree removed. And I'm wondering if they can just leave like a 5 foot tall stump or a 6 foot tall stump. Call it 2 meters. And then that way the bees could still live in it and I could have this rotten stump in the corner of my yard. That would be cool. Mushrooms could grow on it. Although not a lot of cool stuff grows on sugar maples, but still. And then the bees would have somewhere to live. Although I don't think there's a beehive in there anymore. When did that happen? When was the swarm of bees? Oh, here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa. Was that during... Did we talk about that on the Dubious Goals Committee a couple years ago? We may have. One morning I woke up and I went up into the kitchen to make some tea and some waffles, and I looked out the window into the backyard, and there was just this huge swarm of bees buzzing around in my backyard. That went on all day, and eventually they sort of found that nice new bee house in the tree. And I had some bees. I like bees. And when I was at Heron Haven last night, I saw 3 different kinds of bees. Bumblebees, honeybees, and, well, you know, like those weird little bees we call sweat bees around here. So that's good. Lots of bees at Heron Haven. Oh, and there's something else. Did I mention this last time? The last 2 times I've been to Heron Haven, there's this new thing. It's on the other side of the parking lot. It's just this little... Oh, I don't want to call it a kiosk. It's just this little sort of box on a stand. It's about a meter wide, half a meter tall, half a meter deep. And it's filled up with wooden blocks that have holes drilled into them. So imagine 2x4s that have been cut into maybe like foot long pieces and then holes drilled in the ends. And these are just stacked up into this little box. I have no idea what this thing is, but I sort of suspect it's some kind of feeder, or it's some kind of breeding box, like some specific kind of bug is supposed to live there. Maybe butterflies, I don't know. Could be butterflies, could be something. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to have to ask somebody just because I'm so curious. And once I find out what it is, I will inform you, all of the listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. Every single day. How many episodes have I done? Have there been a million? Have there been 1,000 episodes of Dubious Goals Committee? Maybe I'll go count, but I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.